The Flames had just one arbitration case. That was Joel Colburn. They didn't even come close to going to Toronto for that. But Calgary has made a couple of signings this week. Mentioned Colburn, and today Yoni Ortio signs on the dotted line for a two-year deal. We go down the Subway Restaurant Fresh Take Hotline, and always a pleasure to talk to our next guest, the general manager of the Calgary Flames, Brad Treliving. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing good today. How are you making out?
I'm upright and employed. We'll take it. Right? That's a good day.
That's a good day.
Yeah. We'll kind of go in. I want to talk about these two deals first. First of all, Yoni Ortio. And I hope you understand why I'm asking, but it's a two-year deal. Is it a two-way deal as well?
Yeah, what it is it's a two-way deal in the first year and a one-way deal in the second year. And, you know, the way we look at Yoni right now is, I think, people that followed our team and followed Yoni's progress, he took a significant step here last season. And is a young player. In goalie years, you almost have to judge them differently. He's a real young goaltender and young to North America. This was his first full year over here.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we're set up here when I came in and really looked at organizationally where we were at the goaltending position, felt strongly that we wanted to create a competition at the NHL level, and obviously we did that with bringing Jonas in here, and I think we strengthened the goaltending position bringing Jonas in here. But one of the names that was, you know, it seemed to not be talked about after July 1st was Yoni Ortio, and we think this guy's got a real bright future. The byproduct of bringing Jonas in, and again, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. All the competitions will take place in camp, but if it turns out that Yoni goes back and plays significant time in the American League, that's a good thing. You know, you look at players and goaltenders in particular that have come up and graduated to become good NHL goaltenders, playing significant minutes for a good duration of period in the American Hockey League is a good thing. So I like, you know, not only the deal that we've gotten for Yoni, I like the player a lot, and I like our situation when we look at it organizationally at the goaltender position.
Two questions come out of that, Brad. One is, and it's kind of because we're only beginning, it seemed like the media got educated on the last CBA and we felt comfortable, and then another CBA comes about. Do you have to structure his contract differently at all to make sure that you're able to recall him and move him up and down, and then in case of an injury, if he is in Adirondack?
No, you don't. One of the, I guess, probably things that a lot of people maybe didn't see in this new CBR, one of the biggest differences was re-entry waivers. And in some cases, it was based upon games played and age. But significantly, for a lot of those players that would go back and forth to the American Hockey League in the previous CBA, it was dictated by money. If you were making over a certain dollar amount, prior to being recalled, you had to go on re-entry waivers. That disappeared in this CBA, and really all that remains, as part of that, is at a certain dollar level, if you put a one-way contract in the minors, at a certain dollar level, a portion of that contract would count against your cap. Neither of those are apply to Yoni's contract here, so him going down to Adirondack, coming back and forth between Calgary, there'd be no restrictions.
And the other one, and I guess it's kind of a philosophical question, how do you approach an athlete like Yoni in the sense that you hold training camp for a reason, to be competitive, but, you know, it's almost talked as if he is going, you know, we all know he's going to Adirondack, that's the best place for him, but how do you communicate that to an athlete? How do you deal with an athlete in this situation?
Well, I had a lot of talks with Yoni, and really, it's not so much about, you know, going down to the minors as much as it's talk about the process of becoming an NHL player. And, you know, Yoni is a very confident guy.
Mm-hmm.
As you find with a lot of those players, you know, there's not very many that when you send them down, they give you a big hug and thank you and talk about how excited they are. But the important thing we have to do as an organization is educate them on the process, that this is a process to become an NHL player, and specifically the most difficult position and the most important position is a goaltender. And my comment to Yoni is, you had an excellent year last year, and I know you feel that you're ready for the NHL. there hasn't been a goaltender that I've watched over the years that has been hurt by spending additional time going through all those rigors that you go through to be an NHL goaltender, playing a lot of games in a row, playing on nights that maybe you don't feel 100%, learning how to deal with that heavy workload. And he's done that once in North America. Having and being able to go through that again, I just think is a positive experience. So it's not so much of, how do we deal only when you go down? It's here is the process. We're going to create a roadmap for you to give you every chance to be a successful NHL goaltender, and this is it. And then you point to the examples. It's a long list of examples of guys that have gone down and not only been just good goaltenders, but have been dominant goaltenders at the American League level. And once you're able to tackle that, and once you're able to put yourself in that group of goaltenders, then you're ready and you're prepared to become an NHL goaltender. We really believe that he's got the ability and he's got the temperament to one day be an NHL goaltender.
Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flames, our guest down the Subway Restaurant Fresh Take Hotline. I do want to ask you about Joe Colburn, but one more about, and it's not necessarily about Ortio, but it's just, as we're getting to know you as the new GM, I'm just curious about your philosophy on development. Mm-hmm. The Detroit Red Wings have been looked at about over-ripening or having 150 to 200 AHL games. I've had other GMs tell me, first year you learn to be a pro, the second year you come up, play a few games, the third game you start in the American League, you end up in the NHL. Do you have a rule of thumb when it comes to development, Brad?
Well, my rule is, and you can look, you can, the first thing is each player, there's a different timeline for every player.
Sure.
So a lot of it is driven physically, a lot of it is driven mentally, socially, where are they at in terms of the maturity level. The rule that I've always gone by is no player is ever injured, no player is ever hurt, no player is ever harmed by spending too much time in the minors, to a certain degree.
Yep.
Now, in our situation here, again, you got to be conscious of that we do want to leave opportunity to put young players in and see where they're at. But we're going to be patient with this. The end goal here is to get a good NHL player for a long period of time. And I fully believe that step you have to go through and learn and stub your toe and go through all those processes happens best by spending a significant, in some cases, time in the American Hockey League. And for some guys, significant may be a year and a bit. For some other guys, it might be, who knows, 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. Each person's a little bit different. So to come and say there's a hard, fast rule that everybody has to play this amount of time, it varies. But when we get this franchise to where we want to be, the players are going to learn that it's not punishment that you go to the American Hockey League. That's how you learn to become an NHL player, and there's going to be a process. So, as we continue to build here and continue to add depth, that is going to be our strategy here, is everybody's going to spend some time in Adirondack, learn what it's like to be a pro, learn, to play in a grueling schedule, learn to play against men. And when you're ready to come to the place where it really counts, you're prepared to be a pro.
Joe Colburn is kind of an interesting guy because last year he graduates, plays the entire season in the National Hockey League, could have gone to arbitration. I mean, he was scheduled to go to arbitration. When we talked to him earlier in the week, I got this distinct impression he did not want to go to arbitration, happy to get this deal done. Can you just talk about 2 years and what the expectation now is for Joe moving forward?
Well, yeah, and I had a good talk with Joe, and I think, Joe's an interesting guy. Because you're right, last year was really the first full season in the NHL for Joe. But if you really look back, Joe was a player that was drafted a first-round pick. I think even going back to his draft year, and I watched Joe a lot in his draft year, one of the things, not unlike a lot of players, is he needed to develop physically. But when you really look back, Joe has spent... He spent 2 years in college, came out early. So if you really take it into context and saying, now if this player ends up playing his full 4 years, Joe's really that last year was his second year as a pro. So I still think that this is still a young player, a developing player. The challenge that I've put to Joe now is you spent the first full year in the NHL last year. And in a lot of cases, you know, guys are dipping their toe in the water, and there's a sense of accomplishment of I'm in the league. Now it's the challenge is to be a good player in the league, and there's a big difference of being in the league and now, you know, all the different things of coming into camp, not hoping to make the team, coming into the camp and looking to make a difference on the team and grabbing a bigger bite of the apple and you know, taking those steps to establish yourself as a good NHL player. So that's sort of the challenge that I've put to Joe is, and you know, what we liked about the deal is it gives us 2 years to continue to, you know, work with Joe, develop him further. You know, he's a real interesting guy. He's a guy who's ecstatic, as you guys well know, to be playing in his hometown. He's a, you know, and I've just got a short window here with a small window that I've dealt with Joe, but just a real personable young man. But when you look at the physical attributes, 6'5" guys, Joe's, you know, spent a good summer so far working out. He's up to about 220 or so. Those don't come around every day. So now, you know, to take that physical package and apply it, that's going to be the, you know, the challenge for Joel and for a lot of our young players as we go forward here. One of the avenues to improve is to get more from the group that you've got. And for young players to take a step. So we're looking for Joe to take a step this year.
Do you see Joe, is he permanently a winger? Are you still toying about putting him back in the middle, or is that maybe one of the strengths of the versatility?
Yeah, well, without question. You know, being able to play multiple positions and, you know, to be quite honest, me coming in here, one of the things I looked at is just, again, that the size of Joe, the reach that he has, you know, he's got good hand, very good hands, able to distribute the puck, a lot of range. You know, it's very tantalizing to play him in the middle. I know that, you know, talking to Bob a lot, he really felt that Joe settled into a role and really had the most success when he was on the wing. So those are things we're going to continue to play with. The good news is the ability, you know, being a natural center, you can never have enough centermen. And, you know, I've made it very clear since I've gotten here that I really believe the good teams are built strong down the middle. And so wherever Joe ends up, the fact that you always can look to him to play center ice or have that experience at center ice, I think is a great quality. So we'll continue to play with it, and ultimately Bob will make the decision where he sees Joe fitting best.
And finally, Brad, just a couple of questions about staffing. Have you come closer to filling spots? I know you got a goalie coach spot up at the big club and Ryan Husk is assistants. Have you getting closer?
Yeah, we're getting closer. I would suspect that we will have something to announce on the assistant coach here fairly quickly. Spent a lot of time, met with a lot of great candidates. Hmm. We sort of targeted one gentleman in particular, and I feel confident that's going to come to fruition sooner rather than later, and we continue to work away with the goaltending coach position, and again, for me, it's just, again, trying to find the right fit for us moving forward, so hopefully we'll have good news on both fronts before too long.
And we should point out, you and I had a conversation at Prospect Camp. You are actually taking a couple of bodies from Abbotsford and Jordan Sigalette and Mike Thompson, strength and conditioning coach. They're moving to Adirondack too, right?
Yes. Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, are anything else in the wish list? Are you still looking for depth defensemen? I know that was one area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a couple things we're doing right now is we've got we're still working on a couple of our guys. You know, Lance Boma and Mark Kandari are two restricted free agents that you know, we're hopefully pushing forward here with them fairly soon. And then when I look at our team here, we're in the market here, continue to add depth to our blue line. So that's something that we've got a couple of options that we've looked at in terms of, you know, probably somebody on a two-way contract that, again, could provide call-up depth. We've got some young players in the Seelofs, the Culkins, the Kulaks. But again, we want to make sure they're surrounded there with the right people and not, you know, throw them into the deep waters right away. So looking for some more depth, and I continue to look at our blue line here in Calgary as an area that we'd like to improve upon and add to, if you will, before training camp starts. So we're not done. We're going to continue to work at it, and We're definitely not a finished product as of yet.
Always appreciate the conversations, Brad. Congratulations on getting the two players signed this week. Best of luck the rest of the offseason. I know we'll be in touch, but thanks for giving us some time.
You bet. Always a pleasure. Take care.